This is the Phuket News Hour with Tim Shaw. Join the conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Phuket Live Radio.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today, Indonesia convinces other ASEAN nations to keep alcohol import taxes in place. The Singapore Prime Minister defends his immigration policy. China share markets losing billions as growth concerns deepen around other share markets globally. And in Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge, quote, First Lady dies age 83, avoiding criminal trial due to suffering from dementia. A remarkable medical story about a man told that his treatment would cost 3 million baht, but goes to Chennai in India and finds the same drugs for 30,000 baht. All this and more here on the Phuket News Hour, proudly brought to you by the Kids Club Phuket. Don't forget, you can listen right through to the News Hour. We'll bring you the latest from Phuket News Centre, the BBC, and all the stories making news in the ASEAN region that you need to keep up to date with. Don't go away. You're listening to the Phuket News Hour here on Live 89.5.
The news you need to know. This is the Phuket News Hour with Tim Shaw.
Looking at some of the stories making news in the ASEAN region, the Jakarta Post is reporting that the world's largest Muslim country, Indonesia, has managed to convince other ASEAN member countries to keep an import tax on alcohol beverages entering the region. After hearing Indonesia's proposal, trade ministers from ASEAN countries agreed on Saturday to include alcoholic beverages in ASEAN's general exception list that mentions products excluded from the tax exemption policy for reasons of national security and public morals. Indonesia's achievement was announced by the Indonesian Trade Minister after attending a recent ASEAN Free Trade Area meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. That report from the Jakarta Post. Moving to Laos, the Bangkok Post is reporting that police have interviewed Laos slaves over trafficking. 13 illegal Laos labour immigrants who were rescued from an alleged slavery farm in Nakhon Pathom are being treated as witnesses in a suspected human trafficking case. The immigrants, some young as 15 years old, will not be charged with illegal entry into Thailand because they are considered to be victims of human trafficking. When officers raided this pig and chicken farm late on Saturday morning, they found the farmhands, quote, in animal cages in the province's Muang district. The raid by a team of soldiers and police came after Chanong Sungkao, aged 25, along with a friend, escaped and sought police help. That report from the Bangkok Post. Moving to Singapore. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong on Sunday defended his immigration policies and unveiled a set of economic goodies for families ahead of general elections expected to be held in September. The election, I will be calling elections to ask for your mandate to take Singapore into this next phase of our nation building. This election will be critical, according to the Prime Minister. Lee, 63, addressed one of the most sensitive issues in Singapore, an influx of foreign workers and immigrants, which has seen the population surge from 4.17 million in 2004 when he came to power to 5.47 million people last year. The government slowed the intake after the ruling People Action Party, which has been in power for more than 50 years, saw its share of the vote plunge to 60% in the 2011 general election. It retained 80 of the 87 seats in parliament thanks to a block voting system. On foreigners and migrants, this is certainly going to be a big political issue. There are no easy choices. Every option has a cost and has a downside, according to Prime Minister Lee there in Singapore. That's just some of the stories making news in the ASEAN region. More news on the way, including the overnight collapse of billions of dollars worth of value on foreign share markets right around the world. More news on the way. This is the Phuket News Hour.
Miss something? No problem. Listen to the Phuket News Hour any time of the day. Programs posted daily on the PhuketNews.com/radio and on our Facebook page, Phuket Live Radio.
In news right throughout Asia, hundreds of billions of dollars have been wiped off stock markets around the world. Now, global investors are worried about the growth in the Chinese economy. And the BBC try to explain the global impact of China's economic slowdown, and particularly with those nations, particularly ASEAN nations in the region, and what impact the slowdown in the Chinese economy is going to have on stock markets right throughout Asia. Here's the BBC.
China's share prices had been pumped so high over the past year and a half, partly through government encouragement, that the bull run simply had to end sometime. The trouble is, though, the adjustment has come at a time when China's real economy is facing strong headwinds. Exports fell steeply in July, factory orders are down, and the property industry is struggling. And that's why global markets are getting the jitters too. And there's something else. For weeks, China's leaders have been throwing everything they've got at trying to prop up the markets, but to no avail. If anything, panic is rising. China's Communist Party is learning the hard way about the limits of its ability to control its giant economy, and that's partly what's spooking the markets.
To a certain extent, they even believe they can control the price of a stock. But now, you know, apparently the reality teaches them, you know, there is a market. They can't really, you know, you can help improve or repair market efficiencies, but you cannot, you know, artificially manipulate market prices.
Government pension funds are to be allowed to invest in the stock market. Once again, few analysts believe it will make much difference.
John Sudworth from the BBC with that report. Let's cross to the Bangkok Bank for the latest foreign exchange rates. One US dollar will buy you 34.45 baht, 40.53 euro. Great British pounds, 55.21. The Australian dollar, 24.88. And the China yuan, 5.26. Singapore dollar, 24.87. And the Hong Kong dollar, 4.49. Japanese yen, 29.29. In the Asian region, the devaluation, certainly, and the losses on the Chinese stock exchange, plus other stock exchanges around the world, have not been as severe. And there's no question that the market in China has been overvalued. Some say to the tune of 150% growth in that market in the last 12 to 18 months. And what we've seen in the last few days is a dropping back. It's still 50% valued, greater than it was this time last year. More news on the way. This is the Phuket News Hour, the latest on the bellwether of stock market trading over the last 24 hours. You're up to date with your foreign currency rates. More news on the way.
Your daily news fix, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. Only on Live 89.5.
The Phuket News Hour, proudly sponsored by the Kids Club Phuket. It's an amazing and unique indoor playground for children. It covers 800 square metres of area, which is fully air-conditioned. Our safe and child-friendly complex features play equipment, which will keep the kids completely amused for hours on end, including climbing walls, a padded trampoline room, swings and slides, flying fox, overhead tunnels, playhouses, and so much more. Train nannies there to supervise your child while you go shopping at Jung Salong, because the Kids Club Phuket is opposite Jung Salong, underground parking, and it's open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Go to facebook.com, The Kids Club Phuket, or check out thekidsclubphuket.com. Don't forget to, breaking news, the best party supply shop on the island. Where? At the Kids Club Phuket, opposite Jung Salong. They're on Ratupit Tea. Make sure you get down there. Let the kids have a great time while you go shopping, have a kid-free meal. Mums and dads, The Kids Club Phuket, the proud sponsors of the Phuket News Hour.
Live 89.5, your island, your station. Live.
A medical report that will make you sit up straight. A Tasmanian man from Australia with hepatitis C is taking on a global pharmaceutical company for what he says is a failure to provide a life-saving medication at an affordable cost. Now, doctors in Australia are warning against bypassing the Australian medical system. Now, Greg Jeffries is a 61-year-old man. He was struck down by hepatitis C, which was contracted after injecting heroin as a teenager. The infectious disease can lead to serious illness, including liver failure and cancer, and kills more than 600 Australians every year. And according to Mr. Jeffries, he was right on the edge of cirrhosis of the liver. Now, once you get cirrhosis of the liver, you then open up to tumours and cancer and things like that. But this report by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation 730 report talks about a journey that Mr. Jeffries did from Australia to India. $100,000 treatment cost in Australia, $900 treatment cost in India. Here's Mr. Jeffries.
You need a minimum of 84 of these, so it's $100,000 for a treatment. If you haven't got the money, a lot of people, that's a death sentence, you die.
Greg Jeffries didn't want to die, so he looked for a way to get the drugs he needed at a cheaper price. His search took him to the Indian city of Chennai.
The same treatment with the same drug in India is $900. So it's cheap there because the Indian government didn't recognise Gilead's patents. Within 11 days, all my liver functions had returned to normal. Within 4 weeks, there was no virus detectable in my blood.
Greg Jeffries decided to share his Indian discovery and set up a blog and Facebook group to help sick Australians buy the cheaper drug. Word spread fast.
I actually had cirrhosis of the liver, so that was a huge surprise. I'm F4, and that's not too far from needing a liver transplant.
Within weeks of contacting Greg Jeffries, the life-saving drugs Margaret Sonneman needed were on their way.
So I was making this little trip to the letterbox every day, trying to find out 4 days out of Melbourne what had happened to my $100,000 worth of medication. And here it was, hanging out the back of the letterbox with a big hole in it. But fortunately, it was all here.
I located a group, a charity group in India that's very reliable, very honest. And people who need the medication contact me. I facilitate the process. The group in India sends the medication direct to the patients.
That was Greg Jeffries, the Australian who went to Chennai in India and found that the $100,000 for the cost of the drugs in Australia, about 2.5 million baht, could in fact be sourced in Chennai, India for about 900 Australian dollars, about 27,000 baht. That report by Michael Atkin for the ABC 730 report. And I'll post that on Facebook.com, The Phuket News, and Facebook.com, Phuket Live Radio, for you to watch the full 7-minute report. A remarkable medical health story that's saving lives simply because large pharmaceutical companies, with their enormous research costs, claw back those costs from First Nation governments, but other governments, like the government of India, don't recognise the patent related to that, and the drugs are manufactured at a much lower price. I'd love your feedback on that story on Facebook.com, The Phuket News. This is The Phuket News Hour. More news on the way.
Today's important stories and the island's best music. This is the Phuket News Hour with Tim Shaw.
A story from the Cambodia Daily. Yeng Tarith, Khmer Rouge's first lady, dies at 83. Now, Yeng Tarith, according to Michelle Vachon reporting, was among Pol Pot's inner circle during the rule of the Khmer Rouge as the regime's social affairs minister. She died on Saturday in Palin province, where her family remains influential. She was 83 years old. The wife of Yeng Sari, the foreign minister under Pol Pot, who died in 2013. This woman was often referred to as the regime's, quote, first lady, and was the only woman to hold a senior position in the democratic Kampuchea. Charged with crimes against humanity by the extraordinary chambers in the courts of Cambodia, proceedings against Yeng Tarith were halted when she was found unfit to stand trial due to progressive dementia and released from custody in 2012. She died at 10:45 a.m. on Saturday at the home of her son, Yeng Vuth, the deputy governor of Palin province, according to her youngest daughter, Yeng Vikcharak. Yeng Tarith had been a hardline member of the group of intellectuals that would eventually lead the Khmer Rouge as far back as the 1950s, when many of them studied in France and developed the policies they later implemented to horrific effect. Born Kyu Tarith on March the 12th, 1932, she was the daughter of a respected judge and was among the first young women to graduate from the prestigious Priya Siawath High School in Phnom Penh. Quote, she was rather an inflexible and intolerant person, says Ong Tong Huang, who lived among many of Yeng Tarith's contemporaries while studying in Paris in the 1960s and 70s and spent the Khmer Rouge era in a prison camp for Cambodian returnees. Quote, like many other of Cambodia's ruling class, she presented herself as progressive, but in fact was profoundly conservative and feudal in her behaviour and lifestyle. She behaved like a queen during the Khmer Rouge regime. A strong-willed beauty who had attracted the attention of many young Men Iring Tarith surprised everyone when she chose to wed Ying Sari, wrote American journalist Elizabeth Becker in her book When the War Was Over. She was considered his superior in social standing, intellectual prowess and charm. Miss Becker wrote, she saw in Sari a born leader. The couple's 1951 wedding in Paris, where they enrolled at university, Ying Tarith studied Shakespeare at the Sorbonne, was attended by hundreds of people. It was the last happy affair Tarith remembered, when all of her Cambodian friends could gather without argument, wrote Miss Becker, who interviewed Ying Tarith in 1980. Her older sister would marry Soloth Sar, the future Pol Pot, in 1956. So this woman, considered to be the first lady of the Khmer Rouge, the sister-in-law of the heinous killer Pol Pot, has died at 83. She evaded criminal conviction because of her dementia, which saw her released in 2012. Ongoing international tribunals and trials related to those of the leadership of the Pol Pot regime continue in Phnom Penh, including lawyers from Australia that are part of the International Criminal Tribunal. The First Lady of the Khmer Rouge, Ying Tarith, dead at 83. More news on the way.
Your daily news fix, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. Only on Live 89.5.
That is the program for today. If you'd like to go to facebook.com, the Phuket News, check out that report on how an Australian man found life-saving drugs in India at an affordable price. If you want to catch the podcast highlights, go to PhuketLiveRadio.com. This program produced and presented by Tim Shaw using the resources of the BBC, Voice of America, CNN, the ABC, the Phuket News Centre and the World Wide Web. Don't forget, you can catch us 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, the catch-up program 6 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Whatever you're doing for the remainder of the day, do it well, do it safe, and I look forward to you joining me again here on the Phuket News Hour, proudly brought to you by the Kids Club Phuket. Have a good one. Bye for now.
This is the Phuket News Hour with Tim Shaw. Join the conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/PhuketLiveRadio.